Exercise 3, page 143.
My guest today is a rising star of accessory fashion design, Patrick Ronan. Firstly, could you give us a picture of what accessory design is?
An accessory is anything that is worn to enhance an outfit. Hats, bags, belts and scarves are all examples of accessories that add to the look of the clothes you wear. They put the finishing touches to your wardrobe. They are, if you like, the icing on the cake. I create a range of different accessories for the styles that are in each season.
You've been working a lot with some of the biggest names in fashion lately, haven't you?
I've been very lucky to have been working with three of the leading Paris fashion houses in the past couple of years, designing accessories for their boutiques. I also have my own shop in London, which sells my own line of luxury accessories, so I spend a lot of time in both places. Sometimes I wake up and I have to remember where I am. It's exciting, though, because it's like I lead a double life, half French, half English.
So how did you get started in the business?
I trained at the London College of Fashion. After I graduated, I started making hats and bags and selling them on a stall at Greenwich Market, and they were very popular. But my big break came when Vogue magazine asked to use some of my stuff for a fashion shoot they were doing.
What kind of materials do you use for your designs?
I mainly use leather because it's so versatile. You can use it in so many different ways, and it comes in a wide variety of forms, from very soft to extra stiff. I don't use fur or other types of animal skins, though, as I don't think it's ethically right to use parts of an animal if it's not something that you eat, too.
Would you say that your creations are eco-friendly?
I would indeed. I use only natural materials like leather and wool. Also, there are no artificial chemicals used in the dyes that colour the materials I use. I think it's very important to protect the environment, and I think the fashion world, in general, is starting to realise this now as well. Many designers, like myself, are now making a lot of effort to ensure that our designs are not only beautiful to look at and own, but also that these goods cause no harm to the environment.
What inspires you when you are working?
All sorts of things, really. I spend a lot of time in museums and libraries, researching fashion accessories from the past. That helps me to get some basic ideas, and then I try to take the old and bring something new to it, make it modern. I also get a lot of ideas from nature. Like the shape of a leaf or flower can end up being a new bag design, for instance. I think as a designer, you have to be aware of everything going on around you.
So what's next on your fashion horizons?
A well-deserved holiday in the Caribbean is what I dream of. Oh well, maybe next year, if I'm lucky. I could really do with a rest after my 6 months contract with Topshop. We produced lots of my designs for the mass market. I'm also very proud that I'll be doing some work on a BBC programme for their costume department. They won't pay very much, but it really will be a lot of fun.